the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a Perth Amboy man has been charged with first-degree murder, accused of stabbing his wife to death in front of her kids. The Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office says police responded to a report of an assault at a home on Bertrand Avenue last week. They found 40-year-old Rosanna Rodriguez and her husband, Wellington Leonardo, lying on the kitchen floor. Rodriguez died later at a hospital. Jersey lawmakers have advanced a measure that forces employers to take down a job listing within 2 weeks of the position being filled so that applicants don't waste their time. Assemblyman Brian Bergen, who voted against the measure, says it doesn't solve any problem and is just another attack on companies.
Now, is there any penalty for an employee, potential employee, for applying to a job they're not even going to consider and not showing up to an interview? No. But we always attack the employer. And it's not right.
The sponsor of the measure, Assemblyman Joe Danielson, says violators would be given a warning. They then could face a fine of at least $1,000. A Tesla driver is lucky to be alive after suffering a medical emergency before crashing into an Italian grocery store on Main Street in Homedale Saturday morning. Police say the driver first struck a Honda Accord before striking the store. Both drivers suffered non-life-threatening injuries in the crash. The store, however, has been temporarily closed for repairs. This portion of the news made possible by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State. Powered by the Haddad Law Firm, specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more. Call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com. A green burial means no embalming, no concrete vault or outer burial container. Biodegradable shrouds and wicker caskets are used instead, making the decomposition a much gentler process. One cemetery that specializes in green burials is Steelman Town in Woodbine, Cape May County. Owner Ed Bixby says with natural burials, the family is part of the process. They can help dig a gravesite, carry the wicker casket, plant a tree, or place a natural field stone down as the headstone.
And why that's really important is, essentially, you're caring for your loved one as you would have cared for them while they were living. You know, it's a final act of kindness, and it's very cathartic. It helps people in the grieving process gain a better form of acceptance of the passing.
He says any cemetery can have a natural green burial. All you have to do is ask for one. They most likely will comply. New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. Schools are scrambling to hire thousands of positions. Educators are competing with cell phone distractions in the classroom. Districts are losing millions in state funding. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's Greatest Educational Challenges, this Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. Not the greatest way to begin autumn. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. High temperatures for the next 3 days, right around 70 degrees. Some would call that boring. I call it consistent. We're holding about 5 degrees below normal for this time of year. It's all thanks to clouds, a few showers, and our continuing onshore breeze. And we are watching for spotty showers trying to push through New Jersey this afternoon. Best chance continues to be along the western edge of the state, closer to the coast. Dry air may get in the way, but I think you could still see a few raindrops here. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, highs around 70. Showers exit this evening. We'll see broken cloud cover overnight. Low temperatures in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, maybe a sprinkle. That's it. Highs again near 70. And Wednesday will be cloudy and breezy with a better chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs on Wednesday, around 70. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Flemington is 64, Pennsville and Freehold, both 66. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, not enough hot water, AC that doesn't cool. Call Guaranteed Service today and get $50 off any plumbing, cooling, or electrical repair. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.